Thank you for joining us today here at Covenant of Grace Ministry as we look into a story about climbing the mountains and the call of the mountains in our Power for Living supplemental series that goes along with our quarterly Bible lessons that we have in our lectionary. And it's an intriguing story from an experienced climber that is a Christian who really has a great testimony and also has some wonderful things that he can teach us from the Word of God. Our main scripture comes from the book of Psalm 119, verse 103. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. And you'll see why the word is so sweet. And listen to our dear brother as he shares his life with us here in this story, The Call of the Mountains. The late American mountaineer Alex Lowe said that there are two kinds of climbers. Those who climb because their hearts sing when they're in the mountains, and then all the rest. Eric Alexander is in that first group. Alexander, 51 years old, has summited nearly all the famous mountains in the world. And while looking down on the world from the peak, it is amazing. And Alexander insists that the journey to the top can be just as rewarding as the awe-inspiring view from the top, so that the journey can be just as good as the experience of the summit. The mountaintop is often a nice bonus for the effort of journeying through the valleys, says Alexander. Just like life, most of us are living in the valleys. You can't live your entire life at the summit. That's just not possible. Alexander has been an outdoor adventurist most of his life. As a small child, he accepted Jesus into his life as his Lord and Savior. As Alexander gained more and more independence through his teenage years, he drew closer to the Holy Spirit to guide him on a daily basis. I learned early to embrace the storms of life, said Alexander. You have a choice. You can either be really bored and grumpy, or be still and realize you get prime time with God. Throw a fit or embrace the storm. It's up to you. Wait out the struggles or let the Lord's love consume you. It's your choice. Alexander, once a member of the college, a college ski team, has also been a ski patrolman in Vail, Colorado and the French Alps. He has successfully climbed the highest point on 6 of the 7 continents and led expeditions throughout Europe, North America, South America, and the Himalayas, and often other mountainous regions on the globe. Many of Alexander's expeditions take weeks. His Mount Everest climb took 2 months. Sometimes he and his team never reached the summit for a variety of reasons. Throughout each journey, however, he turns to his favorite Bible verses, like Psalm 121, known as the Song of Ascents. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will never slumber nor sleep. Where does our help come from? Alexander asks. Often when I climb on a mountain or climbing in general, I just look up to the summit. It reminds me to look up to the Lord for strength. Climbing, even for someone with Alexander's skills, comes with many trials. A year before his first conquest of Everest in 2001, he almost died while attempting to climb Mount Emma Dablan in the Himalayas. During the team's ascent up Emma Dablan, the weather grew bad, challenging them in so many ways. At the 20,000 feet level, it was extremely bad. An endless cycle of storms kept them from reaching the summit. The team was stuck there for 7 days. They eventually ran out of food and supplies, and the team leader, Pasquale Vincent Scutaro, called off the expedition. Then things got worse. On the way back down to base camp, Alexander slipped on a rock and fell about 150 feet. Miraculously, he he landed on a small ledge, preventing him from dropping another 500 feet to a likely death. "I didn't break anything," he said, Alexander recalled. But that night, my lungs started filling up with fluid. Alexander was suffering from pulmonary edema, a condition that can kill by drowning. If the stricken climber does not descend quickly, he and the team, which included famous blind climber Eric Weihemeyer, retreated to the base camp. But Alexander's health failed to improve. The oxygen level in his blood, or O2 saturation, was a frightening 45. Alexander had to be placed inside a gamma bag, an inflatable pressure bag large enough to accommodate a person. It was also determined that Alexander needed to be airlifted out for medical attention. However, with the storm raging on the mountain, it made flight impossible, or so Alexander's team and rescue crew thought. "I relied heavily on the power of prayer," Alexander recalls. "I was praying and people were praying for me." Though there was a heavy storm, a small window opened up that allowed the helicopter to take off in an attempt to get Alexander to safety. Soon he was on his way, just in the nick of time. "The sky opened, the helicopter landed, and I was loaded on board, and we took off," Alexander recalls. "And then the sky closed." For the next 6 months, Alexander endured pneumonia and was not able to properly train for any major expeditions, especially for the team's planned hike up to Everest, some 29,032 feet in 2001. Also, during those 6 months, Alexander's best friend died in a snowboarding accident. "I prayed probably harder than I ever had prayed in my life," Alexander says. "I asked God to open doors one by one. I actually prayed for God to stop me from climbing Everest. I hadn't trained for it, and after my fall, I was a little freaked out. At that point, I wasn't sure if I wanted to climb anymore." The more Alexander looked for reasons why he should not join his team for the Everest climb, the more God made it clear that it was in his plan for Alexander to climb to the highest mountain in the world. Months before the climb, Alexander received clearance from his pulmonologist for the go-ahead to keep climbing into the thin air. The team welcomed him back with open arms, and then Weihemeyer, whom was his best friend, told him, "My whole life, people have made judgments about me, what I should or shouldn't do. I won't let you do the same thing by allowing others to talk you out of it or you doubt the decision to make it to this summit." The fourth and final hurdle was eliminated when the team received a grant for $250,000 to climb Everest. "I finally realized, how many times are you going to ask God for answers before it sinks in?" Alexander recalls. "I told Eric I would go as far as I could go. Guess what? You're going to Everest." That was God's desire, and he was going to give the strength. The Everest expedition was extremely satisfying for Alexander. He and his team received great praise. Time magazine called Alexander's team the greatest team in history to climb Everest. Following Everest, Alexander continued conquering the world's greatest mountains. He poured a huge chunk of his life into being an advocate for people with disabilities and helping them achieve their biggest dreams and overcoming their biggest fears on a mountain. As the years passed, Alexander wasn't sure he would ever get the chance to climb Emma Dablam again. He got the opportunity in 2019. Emma Dablam is one of the most bucket list climbs for serious climbers. Alexander's team used their second opportunity as a way to come together even stronger than they had 19 years earlier. They developed a deeper sense of trust, care, and communication. Those were the same intangibles that vaulted them to Everest Summit in 2001. In addition, their failed attempt at Emma Dablam 20 years earlier had given them experience and wisdom through that journey in their trial. They were also older and grayer, and decades of injuries also meant that each man was less likely to try something stupid. I'm not a risk taker, Alexander says. The Amadablam expedition was harrowing, yet rewarding. The men built character and confidence in each other. The successful second try to reach the summit of Amadablam, it took about 25 days and was even more rewarding than anything else he had ever imagined. I often think back to that first time we were there, climbing that mountain, Alexander says. Even when I was on my knees coughing up blood and fluids, I was praying and finding peace. It is in these days of trial, it is in these days of fear, it is in these days of trepidation that you can't stop praying, you can't stop believing, and you've got to believe in His love, the Father's love for you. In November 2019, 19 years after their first attempt, Alexander and his team reached the summit of Amadablam in Nepal's northeastern Himalayan range. The mountain is an astounding steep and mountain and known for its soaring summit at 22,349 feet. Many skilled climbers use Amadablam as a training expedition for Everest. We had an amazing team, Alexander said. It was a long haul to get back to that point. There was the longevity of faith and knowing that with God we have to have patience. The conquest of that mountain ranks as one of Alexander's greatest mountaintop experiences. Desire to keep climbing, that must be our desire. Over the years, Alexander says, I've learned to trust God more and more with each step. He wants me, He wants you to trust Him. Mountain treks are not glamorous. There's hunger, boredom, and debilitating levels of fatigue. Even the most skilled climbers suffer from headaches, respiratory illness, and parasitic dysentery. Accidents happen. Climbers die. When you see people falling to their death at 26,000 feet, you also see people with foxhole faith, Alexander says. It's not my strength that's sustained me all these years. It's His. It's having that comfort and peace in the Lord through every difficult time. Death is not the worst thing that can happen. The worst thing would be separation from God's love. Alexander and his wife, Amy, have been married for 16 years and have twin 13-year-old daughters. He finds that staying close to home can be as much of an adventure as scaling the side of one of the mountain's most challenging mountains. I try to limit my significant long trips to one or two a year, Alexander says. I get just as much enjoyment out of preparing people and training people for big or small climbs. He plays many roles and gets great satisfaction in helping others to achieve their goals. Climbing some of the world's most intimidating and highest peaks with people who have disabilities has given Alexander a very unique and innovative insight. Reaching the top of the summit is a long haul, Alexander says. We have to be intentional and we have to be patient. We have to have patience with God. Heavenly Father, help us as we go through our trials in our journey. Help us as we, quote, train to ascend to that mountaintop that you want us to ascend to. And help us to keep our eyes focused on you and set our affections upon things above and not below. We can't fear the things that could happen. We must consider the great things that are going to happen as we follow after you and allow your love to flow through us. God, touch us and help us along this journey and help us to climb the mountaintop experiences you want us to do as we ascend to the heights of faith you want us to in Christ Jesus. Amen.